TC. Today, mostly cloudy skies. Northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Highs about 76. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight lows near 57 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs near 73 degrees. Currently, here at our studios, the winds are from the north at 3. With mostly cloudy skies, it's 59 degrees. From the WHTC Weather Center, I'm Tom Churchill.
If you're shopping for flowering bulbs this weekend, then you kind of need to hear this. Because as you'll soon find out, numbers don't lie. We'll start with Lowe's. They have about 20 varieties to choose from. Grand Haven Garden House, a little better, maybe 50 varieties. And with 200 varieties in stock, I'm sure you'll agree that Fruit Basket Flowerland in Grand Rapids is probably the bulb king of West Michigan. Well, I'm here to set the record straight, because there is a garden center in your backyard that carries over 400 varieties of flowering bulbs and has an inventory in excess of 2.5 million. And that garden center is Valdir's Tulip Farm and Gardens. 225 varieties of tulips, 87 different accents, 70 different daffodils, 20 hyacinths, 18 different crocus bulbs, all to choose from. It really is just a matter of numbers, and these numbers don't lie. Next spring, when your neighbors are in awe of your garden, you'll know it's because this fall you went to Valdir's. So get to Valdir's Tulip Farm and Gardens this weekend. They're in Holland on US 31 and Quincy.
If you're like most seniors, you would prefer to stay in your own home for as long as possible. When you find that it's difficult to manage on your own, you'll be glad to know that Lakeshore Senior Care is an option to provide the support you need in the comfort of your own home. Lakeshore Senior Care is a local Christian company that provides an affordable solution for seniors who need a little extra help with daily activities. They have the finest caregivers who can do everything from meal preparation and housekeeping to bathing assistance, medication reminders, and much more. They can provide a few hours of assistance a day to 24-hour care. Quite simply, Lakeshore Senior Care provides peace of mind. There's no place like home and no place like Lakeshore Senior Care to provide in-home living assistance. Call them today at 616-994-9900 for more information. Or visit their website at lakeshoreseniorcare.com.
Are you running on empty?
Are you running on empty?
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin. And we're the Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology related questions.
That's right, Kevin. The only way we can answer those questions is if our listeners give us a call, 395-1450. Phone lines are open here. Give us a call, 395-1450. The best free advice that you'll get today, the Computer Guys here.
That's right. And if you don't want to call, you don't know how to call, or you don't have a telephone, but you have a computer, send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you're at a computer, you want to send us an email, again, it's computerguys@whtc.com.
And, Kev, it looks like all the Computer Guys received this week was spam.
So, oh, sweet. Did we win the lotto again?
No, we didn't. We did last week, though. But no lottery winnings this week.
You know, we got to collect on that. It's got to be up there. We've won quite a bit so far.
Yep.
So.
Well, anyway, maybe one day we'll win the real lotto.
Exactly. Or Ed McMahon will come walking in the studio to congratulate us.
Well, I would doubt that. You never know.
It could happen, you know. I don't want to put that behind us. Hey, this is interesting right here. You might know a little something about this. I know you've been talking about it. EA's Madden football video game sales soar in the first week. NFL 2007 is a hit. Electronic Arts Incorporated said sales of the latest Madden football video game grossed more than $100 million in its first week.
Yep, that's crazy. I was part of that.
$100 million.
I bought that game. I even took the Detroit Lions to the NFC Championship, but we lost to the Eagles.
It's the biggest launch in the franchise's 17-year history. EA Games says consumers snapped up more than 2 million copies of the game in its opening week, up 12% from last year's game launch. That's a big game. I mean, isn't that the defining football game, Dave?
Well, you know, actually it is. A few years ago, I think it was ESPN maybe, had a secondary title that was, you know, the NFL only licenses one game.
Oh, really? Per year?
And EA Sports has had it forever.
Okay.
So, it's kind of cheap.
EA with the Madden one?
Yeah, with Madden.
Okay. And that's kind of, if you play a football game, that's what you play.
Yep. So it is. It's a fun game. It's by far the most popular football game, seeing as it's really. I mean, there's some other ones, you know, but they're never that great. So
yeah, I remember when that all began back in the day.
Yeah,
it's a great thing.
I think it started with Super Nintendo.
Yeah, first Madden.
That's the first one I think that there was.
Wow.
But anyway, pretty cool. Kev, do you like to use coupons?
I do like coupons.
I like coupons as well. And you know, it wasn't until about 6 months ago that I actually started setting coupons aside or clipping them out.
Oh, yeah?
It was about the time I got the Champs book, you know, the little Champs book in Holland.
The Champs book is solid.
You know, and that, you pay like 20 bucks for 20, that.
I think 20 or 25 bucks.
And you save so much money using
use
that
it
thing?
Once. It's paid for itself. Almost. That's a great book.
Yeah. You use a couple of those car wash, maybe like a half off on a pizza here and there.
Oh, yeah.
Great deal. So anyway, Google is getting into the coupon game, so to speak. Coupon clippers can now turn to Google to find discounts on local businesses. The online search leader is enabling its users to find and print coupons for merchants on its website. More than 20,000 coupons will now be available on Google's popular mapping service. Links to the available discounts will automatically appear when Google's users are looking for local business information on the mapping service.
It's kind of cool.
I don't think that you're going to really find a whole lot in Holland just yet.
No. Nope.
But it'll work its way out, you know. If you're headed to Chicago, maybe you can check there.
There you go.
Google map search for Chicago.
Sure.
Get a little discount on some Uno's or Due's.
Some hotels or something else like that.
Like a little discount on that great pizza.
That'd be good stuff, man. Buy one, get one free. Or just give one free.
Have you had that pizza recently?
It's been a while.
You guys go to Chicago all the time. You should
go there. It's in the city. There's actually, you know what? I think there's an Uno's right by your parents' house. Honestly, like walking distance.
Ooh, it's good.
You don't usually do it, though. It packs a punch, man.
I know. You can eat like two or three of those, and it's a solid meal.
It's good pizza. I want some right now.
I can go for that for a little breakfast.
And you want to bring it into the studio, we'll eat it on air for you.
So anyway, there you go. Google's coupons online. If you know how to, if you like Google, there's just one more reason to use it.
There you go. And I do like Google. Man, they got some great, great utilities. I don't know if you've checked out Picasa. It's actually now Picasa 2. Some basic photo editing software organizes your photos, allows you to do basic, you know, image editing, cropping.
Is that your recommendation? Because I was about to start the search.
It is great. Seriously, it's easy enough to use where you can, you know, put somebody in front of it. Within about a half hour, they get the hang of it. I mean, it's a great way to view your photos. It's a great way to edit your photos. You can burn CDs directly from there. You can email. You can go straight to some of the photo printing services. They've got a list of 20 ones you can upload, boom, right from there. All built right into this program.
And it's free.
It's free. Totally free.
Well, so I use the original version, the original Picasa. But
check it out.
Because I got a digital camera this summer for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I just dump them into a bunch of folders.
Yeah.
And for that, that's fine.
You can import straight into Picasa. So you basically use that as your connection. As soon as you plug your camera in, it pops up that little, thing. Do you want to download your pictures? You just open Picasa. It does the rest. So, pretty cool.
We'll see once.
Yeah, we'll see once. Yeah, we'll see. You'll like
it. The folders are working okay for me right now.
Yeah, you check it out. You still make folders.
Yeah, I know, but, I haven't printed any of my pictures yet either. So
just try it out.
I didn't even have an internet connection at my house yet, Kev.
Yeah, that could be a bit of an issue. You might have to get one of those.
What?
Internet.
Nah. It's for the birds.
It's a trend.
If I need it, it's at the
internet's
office.
A trend.
That's right.
It's going to be a fit. Just going through. This kind of stinks if you were one of these workers. Workers open an email to find they're fired.
Oh, I heard about this.
Radio Shack's getting some flack for sending pink slips by email. Hundreds of workers at the company's headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas, found they were unemployed with the click of a mouse. The layoffs took effect immediately, with Radio Shack cutting some 400 jobs. A spokeswoman defends the email, saying workers had been told during meetings that's how it would be done. That stinks. Nice. That is the worst. That's weak. Radio Shack, you're weak for doing that. I don't care if you told them it was coming. That's still weak.
Ugh. They're probably escorted out by security.
That's right.
It's not what you want to get
by a robot.
Let's go to the phone lines here, Kev. This is Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're on with the computer guys.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Bill?
Good. I have a question. I have a Dell computer that's about 3 years old, and when I turn it on, it will take like 10 minutes to boot up. And if during that time I just shut it off and then disconnect it and turn it back on, it'll go faster. Why would it take so long?
It's usually because there's either too many programs starting or there's some type of a something in the background that it's just making the computer really slow to start up. It was maybe something that was installed at one time that's having some problems now, or maybe you uninstalled a program at one point and there's a remnant of that program left in there and it's just taking too long to start up. Sometimes it's because of new hardware. So there's a few different reasons. But mostly the reason that we see slow computer startups is because you have too much stuff on there, or there's too many things down on the taskbar, or you just need more, RAM is actually once it's on, but there's a few different reasons why it could be slow.
So what should I do?
Well, if you're a troubleshooter yourself, you can take a look down at that taskbar by the clock down there and see if there's some software or programs running that you don't need. You can uninstall those. A lot of times people find web shots installed in there. Or if you have an HP all-in-one printer, that tends to slow it down too.
If you have any sort of a firewall, Norton Internet Security, McAfee firewall, that can really slow your system down. The other thing it could be is just a driver. One of the drivers that helps your operating system talk to your hardware could be bad.
So there are quite a few things. If you're do-it-yourselfer, those are a few tips. Otherwise, we have for our business a $35 diagnostic where we go through and check out the computer and we give you our full report as well as what it'll cost to get it fixed.
I think that might be a better idea.
So
a lot of options for you.
Okay, where are you located?
South side of Holland on the corner of 34th and Maple. If you're familiar with the airway oxygen there on South Washington, just behind that.
Okay, I'll just take it in then.
Okay.
All right, thanks guys.
Hey, thanks for your call. And the one thing to note is, too, if you do need a hand carrying it in from the car, those computers can be awkward. Just stop on in first.
Sure. And if you're bringing in a laptop, bring in the power cord. Every power cord, well, not everyone, but most of them are different. And we don't have all of them. We have quite a few, but we don't have all of them. So if it is a laptop, do bring in the power cord.
Yeah, and a lot of times if we find people who have a slow startup, have Norton Internet Security or like the McAfee, the huge internet suite.
Yep. Or even there's this NVIDIA display control. For if you have an NVIDIA graphics card, which can cause your computer to run terribly. It just makes it incredibly slow. So you remove that, and it runs fine. You won't even notice that it's gone. It's a function that you use if you like have multiple monitors and you want to rotate your displays, anything like that. Most people have one monitor, don't have any reason to rotate it. So you can live fine without it, and your computer runs a lot faster. So,
and I should note that we will be closed on Monday for Labor Day.
Exactly. We will be not laboring on Labor Day.
That's right.
We'll be enjoying ourselves doing something. I don't know what, but something.
Talked to somebody last night. She said she was born on Labor Day.
Really? Yeah. That's a good day to be born. Somebody went into labor on that day.
I know. I thought that's kind of funny.
There you go.
Her mom took it literal.
That's right.
So... anyway, I just thought that was kind of funny. Kev, we've been talking about it for a while. You remember how we talked about Service Pack 2 forever?
Oh, yeah.
It finally came out.
That's right.
Well, we've been talking about Vista for a while. Del Boca Vista.
That's right. Windows Del Boca Vista, the Florida edition.
That's right. Includes free white pants and dock shoes.
That's right.
Anyway, it's Microsoft is considering offering some discounts, some holiday discounts, because... They're really blowing it. I don't know why they just don't tell everybody, you're working 80 hours a week until we get this ready for Christmas.
That's right.
You know, I mean, so Microsoft's considering offering discounts later this year to entice consumers to upgrade their operating systems to Windows Vista.
Wait, like a pre-release discount?
I don't know, Kev.
Because it's not even supposed to come out till next year.
The new operating system isn't due to hit store shelves until January, but a spokesman from Microsoft is in talks with its computer makers and other retail partners about a range of possible promotions for Vista during the Christmas shopping season. I can't believe we're talking about Christmas already. I apologize. So anyway, XP was released in 2001, and of course Vista was supposed to be out a while ago, and it was supposed to have all these other components to the operating system, but anyway, Josh?
Yeah, yesterday we were putting up Christmas decorations. We got our tree up, too. Christmas lights all in the front yard.
That's good.
The ornaments are up. Everything's ready.
Did you put it up, or did you just not take it down from last year?
I've seen a few
houses of that around here.
You threw a blanket over it, and then you pulled it off.
It's actually,
he just didn't mow his yard, and it grew over everything.
There you go.
Now the heat, it killed off all the grass, so...
It's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
No, we just had a caller recently who wanted to know how to open an email, read it, and then close it again and make it appear as unread.
Oh, that's I do that sometimes because that's my way of reminding myself I have to deal with it later. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Clay.
You right click on the email message, and then there's an option in there that says mark as unread.
That's if you're using Outlook or Outlook Express. So if you're using some other piece of software, it might be a little bit different.
Oh, if you're using other pieces of software, you can always... There's usually flags or something you can put on it, aren't there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The flags are more for follow-up issues. Like you have red flags that mean, okay, this is really important. You have blue flags. I do that.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
See, like, I've tried that. It just doesn't work for me.
The problem with the mark is unread is they just keep sliding down the line for me.
No
and then
way.
Once I get off the screen, I forget about them. Sometimes I just go look at my flags. I'm like, ooh, this was important. I need to deal with it.
I always forget to flag things.
It doesn't do you any good. So
I don't know.
It happens.
But hey, I didn't know that that's what the flags were for.
Yep, for follow-up.
Follow-up.
Yep. And then once you click the flag again, you can make it
flag complete.
Check is completed. Yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
Pretty sweet.
But what the nice thing is about Outlook, if you have that, you can click on, there's a little folder in the upper left that says unread messages, and it'll display all your unread messages.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it'll automatically display all the unreads. So that's why I do unread as opposed to marked for follow-up with a little red flag there.
Okay. Yeah, because then you can easily organize it and see it.
Follow-ups to me are more important. When I do the flag, it's more important than the unread. The unread's like from a friend or something, and it may be a forward. That might be somewhat interesting. So I leave it as unread. I get back to it. But
I deal with that stuff right away.
Got 1,600 messages to go through.
Unread?
Nah, I've probably got about... 700 unreads, maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
That's out of control. It's out of control. I deal with the important ones. I flag them, and then I deal with
them. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago about a guy like you. He had, I think he said, like 1,600 unread messages that he had to follow up with.
Oh, see, these aren't ones that I have to follow up with.
But see, these are ones that he was supposed to follow up with.
Oh, that's a lot.
And all these different things. And he was so stressed that he stopped opening his inbox for like a couple weeks. And you know what he did? He deleted it all. He just finally, one day, he opened it and he deleted everything and he sent out a mass email that said, I apologize, my internet provider screwed up and my email is lost. He lied.
Oh, man.
He lied.
He lied to get himself out of it.
And so you know what people said? They all wrote back with sympathy. Oh, it's okay. I've had that. I've lost my email. We know what it's like. Yeah. So that little dog, he got out of all that work.
I could see wiping it clean and starting from scratch.
So if I ever get an email from you that says, my internet provider...
I could do it.
Because we archive all, even the old and deleted emails.
Well, that could go away, too. Could erase all evidence of email.
Well, we have more questions about email going on.
Sure.
Okay. First of all, somebody just called and wanted to know about an email distribution list. How to make those. You know what they're talking about?
Sure.
Absolutely. Usually what you do is if... You have to go into your address book or contacts. And in the upper left, you always see where it says new or create. And you want to create. It'll give you an option in there. You want me to take this call here, Josh, or no?
No. I mean, continue. Okay. Continue explaining, and then we'll get to it.
Okay. If you're using Outlook, it's in the upper left, and you go to new, and then is it distribution list, Kev, or what does it say there? Do you have your email?
Oh, hold on. I got to open it up.
See, I can't remember because I don't do it very often. But you click on new, and it'll give you that option there. Otherwise, if you go into your address book, you click on new, and then you can say group. And then you give it a group name, and then you start typing in all the emails or adding or selecting members. So pretty much the same as if you're creating a new contact in your address book.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a distribution list in Outlook. It's a group list in Outlook Express. So it's got different names, but yeah, if you're using Outlook, basically new distribution list. And what you do from there is you just add members, basically. Mm-hmm. And the members are going to pull from your existing contacts.
Oh, so then you have a preset group kind of.
Well, yeah, that's what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. It's basically you've got five names. Let's say you have family members. You want to send something to family members. So you enter in your family members, and then you add the contacts of all your different, you know, mom, dad, brother, sister, whatever. And then when you go mail it to family members of the group, it goes to each one of those individually.
So I can make an email list of all my Trading Post Saturday morning listeners.
Bingo.
And I'd have like all 2,000 people on the
list.
Exactly.
You could do that.
Oh,
you
that's
could
cool.
notify them of special items for sale.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of typing in each one of their addresses or
every
selecting
time.
All of them.
Or instead of actually doing the trading post, why don't I just do that?
Sure, there you go.
Just join my mailing list.
There you go.
I'll eventually do that.
That sounds like a plan. Maybe trading post the email.
But anyway, speaking of Outlook, we do have another caller on that too.
Oh, okay.
Another question going on. That's what I...
All right, we'll go ahead and take that here. All right, let's go ahead. Grab this one here. Good morning, Bonnie. You're on with the computer guys.
Yes, I had emailed you a question earlier about Outlook Express, but I wasn't able to listen last week, so maybe you already covered this. When I open an email, let me start over. To delete an email, I have to open it. Is there a way to delete it without opening it? In Outlook Express.
Okay, yep, there is. And the reason that it opens it first is because you've got the little auto preview or preview pane on?
Yes.
Okay, you have a pencil or are you in front of the computer right now?
Yeah, and I have it on. I have a pencil and I have a notepad. So,
okay,
yep.
Just go ahead and what you're going to want to do when Outlook Express is open, you're going to, at the top, you have a little menu bar there. You click on View.
Okay, yes.
And then Layout.
View and layout, okay.
And then at the bottom of that, there's a little box opens up once you click on layout.
Uh-huh. Preview pane.
Yep. Uncheck show preview pane.
Oh, okay.
And then hit okay there.
Uh-huh.
And then you see how your screen looks a little different now?
Show preview pane.
Yep. You want to uncheck the show preview pane and then hit okay.
Okay, it does, yeah.
It'll list all your messages instead of the messages in half and then the content of the message in the other half. So what you can do from here is basically have your message highlighted and then just hit the delete key, or you can hit the red X on the top that says delete.
Ah.
And it will delete it without ever opening it.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for that information.
Sure. Hey, thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.
And by
bye.
Doing that should eliminate spyware and all that kind of stuff, right?
Well, not all
together.
It helps cut down on spam.
And viruses.
I don't mean eliminate.
Yeah,
I mean,
altogether. If the world turned off the preview pane, there would be no more spyware. That's what Josh is saying.
No,
oh,
it's
that'd
not.
Be nice. That's right. Hey, I want to get back to this Vista, Del Boca Vista thing. We've got some prices. Some prices were leaked on a Canadian site, on a Microsoft Canadian site, and Amazon kind of picked up on that.
So were they listed in dollars of Canadian bacon?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Poor beers, eh?
And beers.
Vista
home, to whatever beers.
10 pounds of Canadian bacon, yeah. And 2 cases of lager.
Got the bats. Here is the pre-release prices on Amazon. Windows Vista Home Basic, $199. Same as Windows XP Home. Windows Business, $299. Similar to the cost of Windows XP Professional, Microsoft hopes most consumers will go for Vista Premium for $239. It offers entertainment capabilities such as the ability to record television, kind of like Media Center now.
Wait, what's the difference in Premium and Ultimate?
They haven't even talked about Ultimate. We've got Basic, Vista Business.
Nobody wants Basic.
And Vista Premium. So they haven't really talked about Ultimate. Isn't Ultimate going to be Premium Plus Professional? Probably.
Who knows?
You know what? Maybe they'll even drop one of these. Maybe they won't be all five. So I can live with three.
Yeah, three is
what we have now. So that's not bad. But those are prices.
They need to get rid of the basic version, though.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know. I was reading about it. They take out too much of the functionality, I think.
Yeah, but some people who just want like a terminal.
Well, I know.
Think about it. I don't know.
You just don't have to run the software then.
It's true, but why should you even pay for it?
It doesn't cost Microsoft anymore.
I mean, you're looking $199 versus $239. So really, $40 difference there to get the entertainment capability. Maybe it's worth it. Who knows? But we've even got dates on this. They're looking to do, the corporate large companies shipping in November. So before the end of the year, it's going to be out and running. And then it'll have a mainstream launch in January. But they, basically the near final version has been issued as far as in the betas. So there's been a lot of new builds and a lot of work done on it. And it's actually, we're running it at our office. It runs pretty well.
It's kind of a cool little operating system.
We haven't had any major problems with it. I don't even think it's crashed yet.
It looks a little nicer than XP.
It does look a little nicer. It's
a little
smooth.
Fancier. Yep.
It's definitely smooth.
They've got little clear buttons on there and whatnot.
Yeah.
Hey, translucent.
This is important, too. Hope Josh is listening to this. Apple laptop fire reported in Japan. Investigation ordered.
Oh, man. We talked about this last week, Kev. People were actually getting burned by these things. There have been injuries from Apple.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is interesting. Japanese authorities, see, I wasn't here last week, so I didn't know, are reporting the first case of an Apple laptop catching fire in Japan. The country's Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry says a laptop made by Apple Computer overheated and caught fire in April. The agency is ordering Apple to investigate the trouble involving the faulty Sony batteries and report back within a week. An Apple spokeswoman confirms the iBook G4 caught fire, causing the user to suffer minor burns. The report comes after Apple told its customers to return 1.8 million iBook G4 and PowerBook G4 batteries worldwide that could cause their laptops to overheat and catch fire. Apple's recall came just 10 days after Dell recalled more than 4 million faulty laptop batteries in both cases. The problematic lithium-ion batteries were made by Sony Energy Devices, a subsidiary of Sony Corporation based in Japan. You know who's really taking the heat on this? Sony. Seriously. They're going to lose a lot of business. That's a big battery business. The number of people they supply to. Oof.
You know, I think it's user error.
Oh, you think so?
I really think
so. You shouldn't use the battery.
If you don't know,
if you have it on the stove, then you're in trouble.
If you don't know how to use your laptop, I mean, everybody knows it's going to catch on fire and you're going to get injured.
Exactly. Just like the guy in the pickup truck.
Just use it right. Duh.
Just don't use it on battery.
You know, we ought to think about putting that on the... it's too bad we can't put that on the WHTC website. You know how they have, like, the photos of the day?
Oh, yeah. That'd be hilarious.
The guy from Texas whose Dell allegedly caught fire in his old pickup truck. This thing was old. It was, like, 50 years old.
Late 60s.
Oh, you think it was that new?
Oh, yeah.
It looked like it was made in the 50s. It looks like something that Lassie used to ride around in the black and white.
It was pretty rough.
And he had his ammo in the glove box, and it was going off. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if we could post that, it would be pretty funny. But anyway, Kev, maybe next time. So
maybe next time. I can't believe it's as late as it is. Wow. So that music means another half hour is gone. You've wasted it, or you've been enlightened for the day, depending on how you look at it. But if we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call during the week. Our office number is 394-4940. We are from Macatawa Technologies. And just a note on that, we will be closed Monday for the holiday. Not like you want to bring your computer in on Monday anyways. You're going to be out barbecuing. But you can bring it in anytime after that. We're there from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
That's right. Well, thanks again to our listeners and to our callers especially. Don't forget, send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be back next week. Thanks, and have a great week.
Thanks for listening to another hour of the Holland Area's News and Information Station, 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.